Now, we've been running through the Queen's Birthday Honours list this morning, and I wanted to say congratulations to Simon Boder, who's been a crime reporter at Channel 9 for many, many, many years. His career started in 1976. He's covered some of the biggest cases in Australia, including the murder of Anita Cobby in 1986 and Ebony Simpson in 1992. He's also created the Ride for Justice, raising money for families of homicide trauma. Simon Boder is on the line right now. Congratulations to you, a member of the Order of Australia. Good morning to you, mate.
G'day, Fordo. Thank you very much, mate. It's very humbling, and I'm very proud, I've got to say. It's all a bit overwhelming to receive this. And interesting story, when I first heard that it may be coming my way, it was via email from the Governor-General's office, and it arrived on April Fool's Day, the 1st. of April, and I thought this has got to be the biggest gag of all time, but it turned out it was serious.
You thought it was your mate Damien Ryan behind it, did you?
Well, I wouldn't put it past him, mate. Him and Mark Barrows, I mean, they'd be up for it, I'm sure.
You must be thrilled, but also it must be a bit of a difference for you. You're used to covering everyone else's stories, not being the focus of a story like today.
Yeah, I don't like being the centre of attention, I've got to tell you, Ken. Benny, but it's interesting. I got a message just a little while ago, literally before this phone call, from Ken Tuckliffe, who was also honoured in the Queen's Birthday Honours list some years ago, and he said, just remember what my wife told me. He said, you've still got to take the garbage out, and he's got that 100% right. It doesn't change anything. What it does do, though, is I guess it qualifies and justifies what we do for the charities that, you know, we all work for. You do, we do, I do. And it's also good for our families, you know, to get some recognition for all the time that they sacrifice.
And look, the Ride for Justice has been an amazing way to not only get together with like-minded people, but also raise money for families who have had homicide visit them.
Indeed it is. I mean, it all started, and a very brief story, but Peter Simpson, Ebony Simpson's dad, and she was a little schoolgirl who was murdered down at Bargo. We were doing a bit of a working bee on a homicide victim support group house down at Waterfall, and he said to me, oh, a truck convoy came through town the other day, and geez, everyone stood out and listened to this truck convoy go by and wondered what it was all about. And I said, well, I don't drive trucks, mate, but I do ride motorbikes. And as a consequence of that, I came up with this concept, and it's just grown. Since 2013, I started it, and we've got something like 300 riders every year that register. And this is also for all those people, because they're all giving up their time for others, which I think is a great thing.
Well, look, I know that you really look after these families, and so often when I'm in contact with people, they say, oh, Simon Boder's always stuck with us, even though, you know, whatever happened to our family might have happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. You've always been a solid supporter of so many of these families, mate, and we congratulate you today. Simon Boder, AM.
Good on you, Fordo. Thank you very much.
When they put your name up on the news, you know, when they put your little super up on the bottom of the news, are they going to have AM after it from now on?
Mate, it's not going to change. Have a look at Peter Overton. He's an AM, and he's still the humble guy that he is.
Well, we'll be watching you on A Current Affair soon, mate, and a big congratulations to you.
Thanks again, mate. Thank
Good
you very
you.
Much.
There's Simon Boder, who's just a world-class reporter and an even better bloke. Congratulations to him.